USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are reports Attorney General William Barr could reveal the principal conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report as early as today. Politicians from both parties urging a quick release. Barr is reportedly reviewing that report at the Justice Department. Officials say there's no timetable for reopening a portion of the Houston Ship Channel, one of the busiest waterways in the nation, after another setback caused flammable chemicals to seep into the water near a fire-ravaged petrochemical tank farm. Coast Guard Incident Commander Kevin Oded, who ordered it closed on Friday, said late yesterday,
"I will reopen the impacted portions of the ship channel once we're able to determine the hazardous conditions do no longer exist and we're able to recover any visible product that is on the waterway."
No winner last night, so Powerball rises to about $750 million. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. Military officials say 29-year-old Specialist Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado, died in Kunduz province. Military officials releasing few details except to say the two died in combat. In Syria, there was celebration yesterday as U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces raised the flag at what was the final ISIS stronghold in the region.
The end came as the U.S.-led coalition launched a series of airstrikes. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a visit to Lebanon, was questioned if funding will continue to the Syrian Democratic Forces to avoid a resurgence of ISIS.
"Our mission there hasn't changed. We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow."
I'm John Clemens.
Get to know us online. You can find us at usaradio.com.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A top trade official in the Trump administration reportedly leaving the White House, Cleet Willems, has been a key figure in the ongoing negotiations with China. The Democratic candidates for the White House in 2020 fanning out again over the weekend across the nation, among them New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker, who told supporters in Rock Hill, South Carolina yesterday what kind of president he thinks our nation needs.
"The presidency is not just a constitutional position, it is a moral position. And we need to make sure we have a president that isn't afraid to speak of love, that isn't afraid to reach out to people that are different than them."
Meanwhile, Vermont Senator and 2020 hopeful Bernie Sanders joined interfaith leaders at the Islamic Center of Southern California and opened up about his discontent about the world's failure to be able to meet eye to eye.
"After all of that suffering, after all of a horrible 20th century, which has seen a number of genocides, one might have hoped and believed that maybe, just maybe, the world would understand that we share a common humanity."
And campaigning in South Carolina, candidate Pete Buttigieg, who speaks seven languages, answered one question in Norwegian. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.